Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Joining us is Kelly Motika.
Motika.
Kelly Motika. Kelly, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Obviously, just such a difficult situation. I mean, that's putting it lightly, what you guys are going through, and I just can't even imagine. What was discussed last night at the meeting?
So it was just the four homeowners, basically, and then our support team. We got up, we each spoke, we told a little bit about ourselves and our story, and then we opened the floor to our fellow community members who may have had any questions, and we answered them to the best of our abilities.
And obviously I would assume the biggest question is, when are we going to be able to get out of our homes?
Well, for us, yes. The four of us are working with the Army Corps of Engineers currently to find places that suit our needs.
How's that going? Because I'll tell you, Kelly, I couldn't imagine learning what you guys have learned going back in the house. That's got to be everything from emotional to scary. How's that been for you, and how much longer until you think that something is found for you and your family?
It's a bit overwhelming some days. We hope to be out of here in maybe roughly the next 10 days. I think we saw a place today, and I think, you know, we're going to go with that. So hopefully we're out of here very soon.
Has removal of the radioactive, you know, toxins or whatever, has that been discussed? What will take place when you do leave your home? Like, what is the plan going forward? Like, where will you be in 1 year from now? What will the status of your house been? Has that been communicated to you?
Slightly. They say, you know, they have to do the soil samples, obviously, to make sure, see what they're dealing with. And then whatever they find, and it could take anywhere from 6 months to a year. And then they begin the remediation, clean it up, make sure everything's safe, and then give us the green light to come home.
Has it crossed your mind that green light may never exist, or are you do you believe that one day it'll be safe to live for years in your home?
It's hard to say. Like, I'm usually a pretty optimistic person, but it's hard to say. Like, and even if they do say it's safe, do I feel like I'd feel safe here? I don't know yet.
You know, when we bring this up, the text board usually goes wild with texts of people saying, you know, when you are relocated, when that does happen, have you been told what you can and can't take? I mean, do you have to buy all new stuff that was sitting in the home? Has that been explained at all?
Not too much by them. We've been working with a professor at Harvard. He gave us some guidelines about things we should and shouldn't take and what to do to clean them. But the Army Corps of Engineers are offering rental furniture and all that. So we are taking them up on that because we don't want to transfer anything that potentially could be in our home to another home, you know, and have lasting impacts at somebody else that might live there after us.
When were you first contacted about this, these findings? When did you first, and before you were contacted, well, let me ask you that question first. When were you first contacted about this?
Well, back in March, we all got the first letter, the round of letters, and like many people, I didn't think too much of it, and then someone popped over my house, talked to me a little bit about it, very nonchalantly. If we find something, which we usually don't, we'll just clean it up, dig it up, and put new dirt down. Didn't make it seem like a huge deal, but I just felt very uneasy about signing that form still, and just never did. And then I saw Lexi and Carolyn's post on Facebook, went to the community meeting, and my whole world has been different since that day.
Before that day in March, did you ever have any kind of fears like something like that could be possible? Had it ever been brought up that that possibility even existed?
Oh my goodness, no, definitely not. Everybody around here grew up knowing the story of the Love Canal and learned about it in school. Never in a million years would I have imagined that it was in my own, it could potentially be in my own neighborhood.
Now, back to the meeting yesterday, you had presentations by somebody that knows about the effects of radioactive land. Did I read that right?
Yes, Diane DiRigo, I believe that's how you say her last name. She works for the nuclear something. I cannot remember. I'm so sorry.
And what is some of the stuff that she told you guys?
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
She just did a presentation about, you know, the facts and all that. It's really hard to think sometimes. I'm so sorry. But, I mean, it went amazing. Like, she spoke, Kristen Civiletto spoke, Renee Kimball spoke. I apologize. It was just a lot of information was given out. We had pamphlets given out with numbers and more information. We could probably email you a copy of that if you'd like to see that.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Let me ask you, Kelly. You know, last week I had Carolyn on and talking about this. You know, like you said, you first heard about this in March, and no day has been the same since then. Have you gone to get a medical checkup to see? You know, to check everything out after learning this information?
No, we did speak to a doctor we know, and that doctor said that they wouldn't even begin to know what sort of things to order. You would have to see like a specialized physician, I guess, for that. So we're working towards, you know, getting some sort of medical expert who deals with this kind of stuff to tell us what sort of tests need to be ordered to see any long-term effects.
You know, looking back, were there rare illnesses, deaths of pets in your house or in the neighborhood that now kind of makes sense when you hear about what you've been living on?
Yeah, I mean, you just never really attribute it to that, but my dad died of a heart attack at 52. My grandfather had stomach cancer. My grandmother developed dementia. I don't know if any of that could be related. I guess we have to look further into that. We've had dogs with tumors. My sister had a stroke at 45. I mean, you don't know.
Now, as you said, you're hoping the next 10 days to be out, to be relocated. So what's every day? Like, what's going through your head on a regular basis, Kelly? And I'm sorry if that's too much of an intrusive question, but what kind of thoughts are going through your head as you continue to live in this home?
Just like, I feel like I'm in limbo. Like, I'm constantly anxious. I feel like there's so much to do, but there's nothing to do yet because I don't know where we're going and what we're taking. And it's just a very uneasy feeling.
Now, Channel 4 did a Geiger counter. Was that your house or one of your neighbor's house?
They did do one at my house. I think they did one at Jackie and Jeremy's house as well, but they did do it at our house.
And they found the Geiger counter was going off inside the home?
Yes, inside and outside the home. I don't remember the exact numbers, but it was all like a lot of information that day, and it was very overwhelming, and then they wanted to interview us, so I don't recall the numbers, but it was beeping as soon as he walked in our front door.
But those findings, what you learned that day was different than what you were being led to believe by the DEC, correct?
Correct, yes. And then they came the next day and did their official readings.
Yeah, because you know, I mean, the first time this broke, they were talking about hot spots in people's yards, making you believe that you know most of the yard is safe except for one or two spots. But now, as you get the Geiger counter and you hear more, it's I mean, do you believe that it's more than just the four houses that have been notified?
It's got to be. There's no way. I mean, I know that they talk about slag and, you know, things being flushed down the stream and all that. But, I mean, it can't just be four random people. It can't.
Have you noticed the communication between you and the agencies since it's been revealed that they were telling you guys one thing and telling the media another? Has that kind of changed? Are they being more straightforward with you going forward?
I mean, I guess, yes. I mean, we are working with a small group of people, and they've been great. They've been understanding. But at the same time, they're also work for these people. So you don't – my trust is lost. So I take everything with a grain of salt.
Well, Kelly, all of Western New York is with you guys. Obviously, anything you guys need, just let us know. And I hope you are relocated sooner than later. And thank you so much for giving us some time today.
Thank you. And I just want to thank everybody who came out yesterday. It was an amazing meeting. It was peaceful. It was productive. And we appreciate everybody.
For sure. Kelly, thank you so much. That is Kelly Motika, one of the four families that have been told to relocate.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.